Chad, where is it 5 o'clock at?
I'm glad you asked. I looked at that rifle you got because I knew one of you fuck niggas was going to ask.
Did you really?
Yo. Just think about saying No. So, right now, just to let the world know, let's call it 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's 7 p.m. Right now, are we talking about 5 a.m. or are we talking about 5 p.m.?
5 p.m. because it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
South Korea.
Google it.
Utah. Like, it's like literally 2 hours back. Like, South Korea. Fact check me, nigga.
Was it 5 p.m. Sunday?
Yeah.
Because like it's literally just go 2 hours back, man. In Houston.
7:46 a.m.
Niggas 12 hours in, goddamn. 13 hours
ahead. Yeah. Shout out to Kim Jong-un. Yeah. Or he north.
He north.
Dennis Rodman. Whoever. Whoever the president over there.
Go he to. Said Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I lost track of time. I always lose track.
It's been so long. It's y'all fault.
It's my, yeah.
It's y'all fault.
It's us. It's, well, I say that is because we're all three adults, three and a half, because we got the little half pint that's in Hawaii.
No,
it's hard to get us together at once, especially on the weekend, because you still work on the weekend.
It is easy. It was easier when we had a central location.
From when I lived in Raleigh. Exactly. Now that we all kind of really all.
No, yeah, that's definitely.
35 minutes.
And from my house, it's 52.
Yeah, I know, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, even if it's at your house.
It's 52 for you. It's, what, 20 for you? 25?
Not even that. Yeah.
It's Derek about 10 minutes.
But the thing is, like, it's like 52 minutes is it's kind of, like, not bad. 52 minutes drunk.
It's horrible.
Exactly.
And it's drunk and wet outside.
Right.
Like, it's.
Yeah. It's pouring.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like every time I go to MJ house or Derek house, when I'm going home, it's fucking raining. Like, I just. Like, why
me? And it's super dark.
Yeah, like, why me?
Yeah, y'all got no street. The street light in my yard. And they were like, you got to call and get
so it. Now I'm driving the whole way back 45 miles an hour. I can't see already. Like,
shit's fucked up.
Nah, I agree. Imagine when we lived in fucking Clayton. Where were you? You were living in Durham.
Y'all were living in Durham. Bro, y'all joined. He was living in Hillsborough, right?
No, he was in Durham.
It's almost like what we.
You know, we started it here.
I fanned with the idea.
That's right.
Of us doing the, like, the four people IG live.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
I think so.
You know what I'm saying? And we could.
I can see me duffing the dog now. Like,
I'm sure, you know, I ain't the most tech savvy nigga, but I'm sure there could be a good way to extract the audio and still drop it as an episode.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a way.
You know what I'm saying? Especially and then video, if we all choose a nice little background in our spots, whatever. You know what I'm saying? This is something I plan on converting that room for.
Because what's crazy is, like, on Zoom, because, you know, we use Zoom for work. Like, you can record, like, your meetings. So we can do that, and it'll be easy. But I don't know. I just rather. So, like, for me, and this has always been the thing for me for the 4 years we've been doing this. Like, this is my getaway. Even like, when I lived it alone, it still was my getaway. And honestly, at an age we're at now, I feel like this is our way of staying together. You know what I mean? Yeah. No homo. But, but you know, like, because you get to an age now, like, my best friend Lee used to live 5 minutes from me, and I maybe saw him twice a year. But, like, with this, it gives us an excuse to see each other on a regular basis.
Shout out to y'all significant others, though.
Yeah,
I think the fact that they recognize that, all right, this is your time with your friend.
Right. Yeah.
Now, be that as it may, I'm sure as you can realize now, probably even now more than ever before, it does get a little dicey at times.
Yeah.
Because it's at the point where the free time, a lot of times that you have to record, is also your only free time. And then your significant other, you know, feels like, well, damn, you know, all we did was go to work, come home and fall asleep at night this week. Where's that quality time? And then if, you know, something needs to be planned there or they plan something and then you got the podcast and it's like, well, we haven't recorded the podcast in a month and a half. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They don't care about that.
Right.
Like, you gonna choose a podcast over spending some time with me, Nick?
Yeah.
And y'all know me. At this point, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not arguing about it. I'm gonna try to y'all be mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause at least y'all not in the house that I'm sleeping in.
Yeah, but I feel like these hurt more than hers. I agree though. Like, really, but like,
y'all out of the house today, so they understood, I guess.
Not only that, like, it's a rainy day.
Ain't much can really go on.
Not only that, you got a 3-day weekend, so you get an extra day, and then so my issue is, I don't have a lot of time for myself, period. Because of, like, my work schedule.
You work 12 to 8.
I work 10 to 8.
That's nasty. Is the absolute worst.
So I work 10 to 8, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, that's Friday. Nasty. Wednesday, my Wednesdays go fast.
Mm-hmm. Do you off on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Best day to be off.
Right, but it's and what it, where the reason I set it up like that is because I'm too on, too off. Like, I'm too on, off, too on, then I'm off. And then, but those are the longest fucking days. So then, like, that Wednesday, I don't want to do nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they fly by. I'm trying to play the game. I feel like I only play the game for 2 hours. You know what I mean? So then the weekend.
You got to do something and have to make it look like you did something.
Right. And then I get, then the weekend come. So what I do is, like, on the weekends, now that my grandparents are older, I try to go down there one of those days on the weekend. I try to go down there just to see them, make sure they don't need no heavy lifting type shit. And then that trip to Lewisburg and back is take a lot out of you. Mm-hmm. And then usually, of course, I stop by my mom's on the way back. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my weekend's a shot.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So then Sunday come. What I do is on Sunday, so Peacock got it to where they do baseball. You know, I'm a baseball nigga. Mm-hmm. So they do baseball games on Sunday, like, morning. Like, they start at, like, 11:30, 12 noon. Mm-hmm. So I do that and play the game, like, at the same time. So that's, like, my thing on Sundays. But like I said, like, the older I get, the more, like, my time is shot.
What's been a little choppy for me, too, is early in the playoffs when there was basketball every night.
Every night.
It got a little tense.
But imagine, so it might be, so what's crazy for me is she got something to watch every day, like at night. So I don't even watch the basketball games. I will only watch the late game. Mm-hmm. If it was, you know what I'm saying? They have two games. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they had the East Coast game, like the early game, and then the West Coast game, the late game. So, and she watched, you know, she a Bravo, almost called it B word, but you know, she do Bravo, so like every night is something.
You grown.
Huh?
Stop instigating, nigga.
But like, so I let her watch it because like I already let her, she already went to work all day. I'm like, and I got off at 8:30. I can't just go and just commandeer the TV after I get off. You know what I mean? I mean, I could, but, and then I also don't want to just go in the other room and start watching some other shit. So I like, you know, I'll let her watch that shit. I might put my AirPod in and watch it on my phone or something. But I don't even really watch the games like that.
You be massaging her feet?
Nah. Oh. Unless she like really
ask for it.
Yeah. Even then, I'm like, no white people feet. Nah, I'm playing. But yeah, so like, it's I don't know, man. It's life crazy.
Yeah, she was dead ass happy when like it got down to.
Like the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, and
one game every other day?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because like, you got to think about like, that's like 4 or 5 hours of like
straight basketball. Yeah. Like, and I'm glued because I'm also gambling. Like, I need to watch this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if I'm not watching it, my nerves going to be tore because I'm checking stats constantly on Gamecast.
Like, right, yeah. And that's my thing. And that's like, you know, and have you watched these shows on Bravo? They fucking suck. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, so I didn't got to where, so on Sundays, I watched the black ones with her. The black shows. So
they got Hip Hop Miami.
No, I'm talking about on Bravo. So they got the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And cause of course they black.
Then they so got that's this, why you watch it?
It's the good one. They funny. And I can relate to it. Okay. I can't relate to white people problems. I hate to say it. But then they got another show called Summer's House. Martha's Vineyard. I know you're thinking, white, no, all niggas. But they like, they young, highfalutin. Yeah. And they not really affluent. They just, all these hoes, they was working at the Playboy Club. They became friends. And then they do good. I'm just trying to figure out how these young motherfuckers get these good ass jobs. Cause I was watching Love is Blind season 4. They all like 25 to 30 and they got these big ass jobs. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck did we do wrong?
Nike design director.
Yeah. To my, what was that? Black dude. Yeah. The one that married the thick black chick. Oh, Tiff. Oh my God. Thick. Man, she was bad too. And she was in love with that nigga. They were in love with each other. Did you watch Love is Blind? Great show.
I still hate, like, Kwame haircut. To this day, like, haunts me. Like,
the two funniest shits in that whole thing.
And his laugh.
Yeah. The part where they went shopping or something, and that girl just like, can I get any hotter? I lost my shit. He was like, huh?
He was ugly
as fuck. Then when the nigga Marshall, his lady was like, they were talking about his lady. What was his lady name? Like Jacqueline or something like that. They was like, did she say she love you? He was like, man, she said she fucked with me tough. I lost my shit, nigga. What?
She was trifling.
She was trifling and fuck. That nigga said she fucked with me tough.
I didn't feel bad for him because of who he looked like. Yeah.
I know that. Yeah.
Who he looked like? Who he looked like?
DJ,
DJ Lemonade or whatever.
Call DJ Beyonce. Hey, speaking of trifling, I had to bring it up because like it just segues so well. Shout out to Derek. Derek Jackson is a menace to society. You hear me? Did you see what's going on?
You said that he got his wife to finesse.
Bro,
did you see what his wife said on the interview?
I've not classified him as not really a fuckboy, but like a
he's sick kind of
a hero.
He almost sick. He a legend in the sense like
that's the word legend.
So DJ Goat legend, like,
yeah,
like, because he. He took this image and he built the brand off of it. He made a lot of money off of it. I know plenty of women who have those books, things that and the third. And then you come to find out he is the same nigga that he was trying to tell women not to fuck with. He is that nigga.
Mm-hmm. But bruh had his wife watching sex tapes to learn how to please him.
His sex tapes.
Watching his sex tapes.
With
she
other
said
women.
She knew them bitches' bodies as well as he knew them.
You know what?
You never saw it? You didn't see that?
I didn't see it, but what we need to do is clap it up. How you get the work? How?
She said she was studying these bitches on IG. She's watching their sex tapes. He's making her watch
sex tapes. I think this is real love.
All right, MJ, hear me out. You consider yourself to be, like, I consider myself to be a Christian. But you consider yourself to be like a true hardcore Christian.
Okay.
Right?
I grew up in the church.
And so with a couple like that leaned on doing things through Christ, especially her, now coming clean and saying that, does that at any point ever make you question the religion?
It makes me question certain churches and where people go. Now, the church that we used to go to, I had to leave them. I had to. Because...
To my ear.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to put them on blast, but I had to stop going because, one, like, he would recycle all his sermons, word for word. And like,
word for word?
I used to take notes, and I'm like, wait. And I would type it in, search it on my notepad.
Same
thing. And there's always, I don't like the prosperity preachers. Like, you're going to get this money. You're going to get this money. And then you're going to turn around and ask for the money I'm getting. Nigga, my soul needs saving. I don't need money. Like, all that stuff will come. But I don't question the religion. It's the people that are teaching the religion is what I question.
It's once they get too big is when they start.
That's exactly
when prosperity comes in.
Because you can, like if you, I hate to say it, like if you can go so deep to a point where shit becomes fucking delusional. Mm-hmm. Like, you have this unrealistic belief of something or certain things. And I believe
it's not even religious. And I believe
that's where she is. Mm-hmm. Like, she had this unrealistic belief of how life was ordained for her marriage, to where she was easily cultivated into being okay with watching these things, knowing I have to be such a humble servant to my husband because that's what the good book said.
Because you got to think about it. This happened after he made a fool of her mm-hmm. on that little live video where he was like, I cheated.
Yeah,
she's up by my side. We're gonna work on this, and then
went and cheated again.
Yeah, she had on camel pants, purple shirt, and gold boots. Like she did.
She did.
Sister Soldier. Oh, you know what I
mean? Shout out to QE.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but that's what I'm saying. Like,
I said no more, and I'm going.
Because for one, she already looked dumb then. You know what I mean? Do you not think she looks stupider now? I know it's not a word. I'm drunk now. But,
bro.
This is, and I think she's really going out of her way, really, to, I wouldn't say bash him, but she wants to basically show the people what they're getting from him.
There's only one way out of this for her.
She got to fuck.
She got to become a hoe.
Yeah. Like, she got to slut.
She got to go outside. She got to re-image herself. Mm-hmm. Go,
she need to come on.
Hear me out, all right? And I say this in the most respectful way. No. I see, like, I've looked at her photos and I see the potential. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw why Derrick Jackson married her. Like, all she had, go get glammed up.
All she got to do is go to Fashion Nova, get some tight
dresses. Get glammed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, put.
Get some Fenty.
You know what I'm saying? Get some Brazilian. Drop it in there. Go get your lashes done. Call the Hot Spot Wax Boutique.
I know a place. Here we go.
Come to Raleigh.
She'll get you right. Yeah. She'll tattoo your eyebrows.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come to Raleigh.
The Hot Spot Boutique.
And then go outside.
Yeah. And I agree.
Go outside and make sure you make it to the shade room.
Because what's crazy is...
To the shade room.
Yeah, because she's out in the shade room. But what's about to happen is what she was watching is what she needs to become.
Like
that makes sense. Like, she was watching this nigga fuck Instagram bitches, basically.
So she need to be an Instagram.
She need to be an Instagram bitch. She need to be a bitch that needs to be famous for her looks now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because basically what happened is he had groupies because he was a nigga, which is even
selling the dream,
which is even more stupid in the sense, not for her, but for.
Women in general.
The women that was fucking him. Like, what are you doing? Like, did you read the book? it's almost like he brainwashed him. Like, he hypnotized these hoes. Like, the book was hypnotizing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's because he was chocolate and muscular. Yeah. Can we call a spade a spade?
Not sure. Yeah.
You know, he had decent height on him. Was he like 6'2", 6'3"?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Muscular. Like, he looked like
wide shoulders.
He had wide shoulders, but he also didn't.
His shirts was tight.
Yeah. Well, he skipped that day, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he spelled his name with an X.
In a no homo way, like, he's not a bad looking individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So women were gravitated towards just his look.
He's well spoken. He speaks about things that women are interested in, and he's a good looking guy.
And the average bitch is delusional.
Yeah. Cause that's what he was fucking average bitches.
You know what I'm saying?
When I say average,
and I'm talking about their mentality.
They were average. Yeah. Here.
I'm talking about their mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, a good woman would not be fazed. A good woman probably wouldn't buy his book.
Right.
Like, let's just...
Damn, but I know some women that bought the book.
But you gotta...
But now, can you analyze it and now ask yourself, is this truly a good woman?
I question it.
All right.
I'd name it after the episode. Y'all met her.
Yeah. Townhouse?
No, the other one.
Serial data. Ladies and gentlemen.
The one she FaceTimed me, over a year, you know what I'm talking about, yeah.
I was like, damn, you bought the book.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And he need the heat. He need the heat on him. I don't feel like he get enough heat for what he's done. That makes sense?
He need
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, like, I feel like the wrong niggas get heat, and he don't get the heat he deserves.
Yeah, John Morant.
No, he keep the heat on him. He keeps the heat.
I thought he almost used the heat of himself the other day. Like, I was scared. Did you see this shit?
Buy something like that. Yeah.
He posted a picture of his dad. Love you. Yeah. Mom. Love you. Daughter. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. I said, nah, John. And we lost Tina that day. I said, I'm at the crib, like.
Bro, I kept checking shade room for an update, bro. I'm like, any minute now.
They gonna find him. Come to find out, this nigga was just taking a break from social media. But that was the most dramatic break from social media I've ever seen.
He wanted, like, he wanted attention. That was a ploy for sympathy, right?
I'm good in the West. Worried about the Celtics. All
right, yeah. That was a ploy for sympathy.
Yeah, it was a ploy for sympathy because people are starting to realize, like, you don't give a fuck. And what's crazy is if you watch the second video, the nigga he was with was having a good time. He was like, yeah, John. And then
it was quick. It was real. I had to watch it 2 times to actually see it.
But what happened was you could tell this nigga wasn't expecting Ja to do that dumb shit.
But that's what young boy music do to you, man. That shit, that's just demonic, bro. Like,
yeah.
That shit made me want to goddamn.
That motherfucker about to start playing Bear Young Boy.
Nah, but that, like, I don't like the music, but there's a song he had on the last album where I'm in the car thinking about killing me a nigga. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, through Durham too?
Yeah. Like, nigga had me question Drake, bro. I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, he had me questioning my fandom.
He
and the Six guy.
He do look demonic. Period. Like when he talk and he speak, like and he look, he just look
like he never left the classroom.
Yeah, he said in the whole, like the bell ring, like yeah, he just stayed in his seat. Like
he ever seen an interview where he was flirting with the girl on the red carpet? Yeah, like he's
probably saw Tupac.
She asked him a question. He said yes. And like he was like shy. I was like, look, this goofball ass dude here, man.
I don't know.
He's a fucking weirdo. Like,
I guess.
But like, I don't get it. Nigga got like 10 kids. He got 4 holes in his forehead. He
got herpes.
Like, oh my god.
He do. Young boy.
NBA young boy. And this is the nigga John Morant is idolizing and throwing his basketball career away from. Like, you know what I mean? The music not good. I know you don't listen to nothing after 1986.
Like, I only listen to his shit just to be in the know of why his shit sucks.
That's how I feel about Dirk too.
Dirk and Youngboy is on two completely different levels.
They the same nigga.
They are not.
In two different.
Bro, hey, where Youngboy from?
Dirk is a fucking killer, bro.
Memphis.
He from Louisiana.
For real. Oh, like, Dirk is hard.
Baton Rouge, maybe?
Dirkio!
And that's
Dirk,
what I'm saying.
Bro, chill.
And see, like, Dirk.
Bro, chill on.
And what's crazy is they're the same. It's the same music, the same type of music. They just from two different places.
Bro.
Dirk from Chicago. He from Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. They both do little melodies. Bro. They rap about hard shit they never done. And they.
Bro, Dirk is a fucking voice, bro. Stop playing with old block, man.
NBA Youngboy just a skinny ride wave.
Thought you'd say Rod
Wave made a like a
kick thing in with a kitchen.
It's not the same nigga.
Who that? That's Rod. Who?
Same bitch.
That's my Rages. Shout out to Hoopster.
That nigga, that's Rod Bridges.
Shit.
That's funny as hell.
Y'all seen Quicksand with braids?
No.
Y'all know
y'all where you got it from?
Huh?
Is it that or Dylan Brooks?
Fuck Dylan Brooks, man. These cornrows different.
Yeah, them the starter Iversons.
Nah, these different.
Nah, they ain't. No.
The Sealy.
Nah, they different.
They are seasoned. There's a new color purple coming out too.
I got these cornrows done. I got these cornrows done Sunday, and they still crispy.
Nah,
they are crispy. Y'all hating? It's say the crispy. Velvet durag.
The velvet durag.
Bro, I bought a look behind you right there.
I see it.
I got a so I bought some velvet durags, bro, and they came in flavors.
I thought they were
Jelena
t-shirts.
Nah, I've been rocking the gold one.
Gold?
Oh, it's flavorful.
Do you bark in?
No, Jelena want me to wear all of them. I'm like, I gotta save one for an outfit.
No, you know, nigga, because I know that gold one.
I'm just saying, bro, it's some. I'm gonna show you after the episode. It's some colors up there, now.
I see burgundy.
It's some colors up there.
Yeah, I see the burgundy.
That's a t-shirt.
Like, they're rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of the plastic, like, the velvet is rich.
I got a velvet durag.
Like, and they hard.
It's just an ugly color scheme, so I never wear it.
What color is it?
It's like, it's white, blue, and black. That's the point.
Why?
It was the only durag in Walmart that day, and I needed a durag.
Bro, Amazon Prime delivered, like, overnight.
Sometimes they deliver the same day.
For real, if you order early enough, order in the next 7 to 11 minutes.
Yeah,
you'll get it today.
Yeah, but that dude, I don't want to spend $15 to get a $4
If you have Amazon Prime, you don't have to. Bro, put in your Elizabeth City school email. Amazon Prime free for college students.
Is it really?
Yeah. Shut up.
I think I thought I was a bird.
I did.
Yeah, it's a plane. She was a plane earlier. God damn. Fuck that dog, man.
Well, either way, John Morant is going down a path of destruction.
All right, so question. The million-dollar question. What do you think is the appropriate punishment for John Morant?
Half the season.
MJ?
Yeah, about half the season.
So I've been
January 1st.
I've been battling.
That's not even half the season. That's like 15 games.
And this might sound crazy. When he fucked up the last time, uh-huh, I was hard on him. I was like, fuck him. Like, uh-huh, put that nigga in jail. Like, let him go hoop at Rikers Island. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on that shit. Fuck it, give him half the season. And then he did it again, and I'm not as hard on him. Like, it's ass backwards.
I think it's because you expected it.
No. It's more like I'm really sitting down, like truly thinking about it, like putting things into perspective.
Are you? So is this more about your Second Amendment rights that you're thinking about?
That, mm-hmm, right? Laws of whatever state he was in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it from like a more logical, legal perspective.
Right, but
what necessarily did he do completely wrong besides somewhat tarnish the brand of the NBA? But what is the NBA doing to curtail things from happening in just the general society? Like, how is it necessarily tarnishing your brand? Like, are you, whenever you become a spokesperson for just flashing a gun?
I think this is the
point. Or standing up against gun violence.
The nip in the bud type thing. Stop, the buck stops here. So let's just say.
For who?
Let's just say a kid sees Ja Morant do that. They show up to a game, flash it.
What I'm saying though is, are we gonna like?
Granted, he did nothing wrong legally.
Are we gonna use the NBA as a guinea pig to change the fucking world, to where this 23-year-old kid is gonna get like the maximum punishment there is because now we're trying to teach this fucking lesson? I kind of like had to. I looked at it from all angles and perspectives. Mm-hmm.
If he shot Dylan Brooks,
I'm not saying he shouldn't be penalized, because ultimately, yes, like. Now, let's talk about your role as an employee for a company.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So now we're going to look at it from, you know, maybe violating the code of conduct, not against the perspective of what's happening in the fucking world.
It's not a law.
Because now when you look at it from that magnitude, you're expecting the punishment to be at the highest extent of whatever punishment can be handed out. But
apparently, the first time he did it, that was, like, illegal where he was.
Because it was in the strip club, right?
And the state he was in.
Yeah.
Right. But in this particular instance, okay, now we're looking at it from an employee standpoint. Mm-hmm. An employee that won is probably one of the major revenue drivers of your establishment.
At least top five in the right? NBA. Right. You're talking like LeBron. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to think like.
But it's Steph and, you know.
Yeah, LeBron, the main stage.
But this is the people that want to take it over after they leave. He's right. One of the people that's going to take it over but after he's, they
but
leave.
But he's also big time because he's high flying. He's young.
I'm saying
he dances.
When you look at it in those regards, I think there should be punishment. But I do believe half the season is fucking excessive.
I don't think so. The reason why is because I agree with everything you just said. I agree with everything. Well, most of it. I'll say like 95% of it. The issue that I have, and it's kind of like backwards for me. When he did it the first time, I was like, cuz, wow. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, he wild. You know what I mean? This time, I'm like, you stupid fuck. You know what I mean?
My reaction is not like, I don't necessarily feel completely sorry for him. I'm like, you're a complete jackass.
Right. Dude. And then the reason why I look at it a different perspective is because if you think about the first time, right? He claims he went to a facility in Florida. Claims he got counseling. Mind you, most counseling places, they want you to stay there 3 to 6 weeks. Stayed there 24 hours.
If you maybe. Get counseling in Florida, you need bad? More counseling.
Tiger went to Mississippi. You know what I mean? They kept that nigga for 42 days.
They sprinkled oils on that.
Yeah.
Where he was at.
But I'm saying, like, Josh claimed, you know, he wanted to do better. He went to counseling. He left counseling quick. I guess he went through a drive-thru. Came back. He went and visited Adam Silver. Adam Silver said, you know what? You made a mistake. We're not going to let you do 8 games. Mind you, he already missed 6 of his self-imposed suspension. So he only really sat out 2 games. Reason I say half the season is because like they really got to put the hammer down to teach this nigga a lesson. And not in a white perspective, like teach a nigga a lesson. I'm just saying they need to teach this nigga something because if not, he's going to keep doing the same thing over and over.
Well, I think there needs to be... Now, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, like, what's
the
name?
I think it's a problem in Memphis.
Well, yeah.
Not like the city, but I'm saying like the organization.
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of things that happened this year where you're like, what the fuck is wrong with them? The Dylan Brooks
letting
bullshit.
Him talk, period.
Yeah. Dylan Brooks bullshit. John Morant bullshit. The shit that happened with Uncle Shannon in L.A. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck y'all got going on? Like, where'd this come from? You know what I mean? Like, is it NBA Youngboy in the locker room? Is like, what is it going on? What I'm saying is,
it's
like,
his fault.
Yeah, but like, y'all really trying to fight Shannon Sharp, like, in the middle of a nationally televised game.
He would have beat up at least 3 of them.
I think he would have beat up everybody on that squad. I don't give a fuck about Steven Adams being strong. I don't think he can fight.
He ain't strong. I don't
think
he's
pull strong. His ponytail. Fuck wrong.
Yeah. Now he's strong now.
He wouldn't have beat.
He's Samoan.
He from New Zealand.
Same bitch. New Zealand niggas got
Shannon Sharp strong.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
don't
do
know.
The
I think he no, cause
they do the haka and shit over there.
Oh really? Oh yeah, they do, yeah. They are strong. Like he's strong. Like he's 7 foot, 275 pounds.
I wish he would have got a hold of T. Morant.
He would have beat the shit out of T. Morant.
And you talking about somebody weak?
I don't think he got control of the nigga either.
No.
Because like this nigga just looked like he lost in the sauce too. But he also probably at a point now where he like, that's the gravy train.
Yeah. I can't do nothing.
I can't do nothing about it.
Let that nigga flash gun.
Mm-hmm. Now he said, look, like he the one, he bought my house across the street from him. What am I supposed to do? Okay.
What's that little dance called? The gritty, witty. Gritty, yeah. Witty.
But no, I think he should probably get like 12 games.
12 after he just had 8?
Maybe 15.
That's great. They gonna drop the hammer.
And then maybe a fine monetarily in addition to what he'll lose per game. But I don't think like sitting them, you know, 41 games is necessary.
I don't think 40. I just say the first half of the season.
You gotta do at least 20.
I tell you what, he's got to miss whatever is eligible for the All-Star break. if you got to play a certain amount of games to the, get an all-star, because I know it's somewhere in his contract.
Yeah.
You got to miss that many games, then you can come back.
You know, he already lost money like this past year for not making an all-NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have like them Supermax contracts that it become real super if they make an all-NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where like he's already losing money. The shit that happened the other day was, you know, Nike took his shoe off the website.
Mm-hmm. But then what happened when they dropped it back?
He sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah. Immediately.
Like,
because controversy sells.
Right.
Remember Charles Barkley, when we were growing up, I am not a role model. Them shoes was gone.
Bro, and that's what that, so when I said I was also looking at it from other perspectives, bro, like.
Because he's an employee of NBA and Nike and
so, but wherever. Think about, bro.
The little muscle thing.
Like, all right. Think, I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but like in the playoffs, bro, like Jordan was on the golf course, like playing 2-3 rounds of golf, hammered off fucking beer to drive to the arena.
The whole time?
Yeah, but can we be.
That's why I don't know if that's a. I'm just saying, bro. Like,
also, 90s niggas is different.
These niggas are also saying, bro, like, we were out in the clubs. Yeah. With guns and fucking drugs. If cameras and social media existed around that time frame, bro, like,
I see what you
y'all would pin us to the fucking cross. Like, okay. It just so happened. Like, bro, flash your gun. Just tell the niggas around you don't pull your phone out.
Well, see, the first time was his phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
And it's like you said, the nigga was recording this time, and it's like, Ja just got hit with the holy young boy spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, yeah, cuz like, oh, like, you know what I mean?
Pretty much,
like,
you cut the video off, like, right after that. Like, mm-hmm. you just fucked up. Like, is that cuz's fault? Yes. Bro, like, I don't know if you know this. Like, as we get older, we go
do
out
more. Do not bring your phone
As up. We go out more, like, back in the day, you know, you might get one little selfie here and there. Little but, video. Like, niggas are recording the whole night.
That joint's so whack.
Like, you don't know what's going on.
Think about Viking Fest. How many pictures did we
read? Bro.
We had to force ourselves to take a picture.
I had more pictures in my phone of people asking me to take pictures and send it to them than I had of, like, myself or y'all or Jelena.
And it's getting to a point now, like, the older we get, to when we go places, let's be real, we're not even taking pictures. We're just having a ball.
You're like, just in.
I had one picture with you. And you don't even remember it. I was like this, and you, like, nigga, you was in the corner. I was just like this. That's the only picture I got with y'all.
And that's what I'm saying, like, bro. Because, like I said, I'm not trying to pull my phone out and take pictures. Like, I'm trying to have a good time now. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I don't get this. Like I said, I get it. Because, like I said, I was like that. Like, when we were going out every weekend, we was like, you know. Nigga,
we having a good time. That's what draw the people down to the dungeon.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm just trying to, like, even when we go out of town and stuff, I ain't trying to do all that. You know what I mean? So, I'm trying to enjoy what I'm doing. Out, like, when we went to Dreamville Fest the first year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How many pictures did we get? I think I took one of her.
Yeah, me and her, and you took one of me and her.
Yeah. We didn't take no. Well, I think we took videos.
And that's right when we walked in.
Right. And I think we might have took videos of some of the performers, but, like, we're not. And even then, we didn't even take that many of them because, like, we're so immersed in the experience. Like, you're not. So that's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, like, at Jaws, what year did he get drafted?
Same year as I am. What's that, 2018?
19. I seen it was 2019.
So, okay, so 2019. So he's, like, 24.
I seen
something that said,
like, he's a brand, and he's throwing it away.
Experiences are more nostalgic with pure memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, experiencing something like you feel it more when you can only, like, remember. It's more like they delved into the explanation, and I was like, this makes sense. Experiences are more like.
Think about that Dreamville Fest. What do you remember from that?
The whole day.
The whole day.
It was an experience. My first festival type shit. Yeah.
And I remember the smaller details. Like, I remember it was dark for like 30 minutes, and then you just, a little light pops up and J. Cole is on, like, there. You know what I mean? Like, little shit like that. Like, I remember standing in line for an hour and a half just to get a slice.
Oh, just when we got there, yeah, we're hungry. Like, they just went off. Mm-hmm. Like, and we was in line for a damn pizza or hot dog or some shit for like
2 hours. I remember Tiana Taylor being the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Seen as far as performance or just?
Performance.
Okay.
Yeah. I seen Gia. Gia was like the, I was like, this nigga going places. And he kind of has, but not really. I remember missing Big Sean just to try to get a bottle of water because I'm about to die.
Like, literally everything y'all saying, like, think about the nights we had with no phone recordings.
Right.
And we sit here and talking about it, and it's like, remember God, that was a great time.
You remember the last time we all went out in Raleigh? No. It was like around Christmas.
This past Christmas?
It was around that time, or like before or after
Christmas. Oh, yeah. We went to like that little bar
in downtown.
And then we hit the little other bar.
Wait,
and then
me ended up leaving him and Black. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, little nights like that.
Yeah.
Like, we had a good time. We didn't do too much. We didn't do too little.
We didn't get too drunk.
Yeah.
Drove home. Everybody was safe. Moved on.
Right. Yeah. That's the shit. Dang, I remember we thought we scraped the scat.
Yeah.
Like, niggas was scared. That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, and that's what I'm saying. Like, all he got, and I think a lot of it is him building his brand, but he's building it the wrong way. You don't agree with that? Mm-hmm. Like, you leaning more world star hip hop than you are.
I just don't want him to get. Not this time.
I think he's trending downward. And you gotta understand, like, even though the NBA is a black sport, like, the basketball is a black sport, you gotta answer the white men.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
You know what I mean?
Even with, even Jordan just sold his joint, so.
Like, you think if this is Big 3 sold Ice yet? Cube suspended?
No.
You said Big 3.
They
would have
told him to bring his gun with him.
Yeah. Put it in the Big 3, NWA hoodie.
Yeah, like, you know, like, but you gotta answer the white men. So, they're gonna, and then not only that, you gotta answer the white people who have a problem with this. You know what I'm saying?
Like, dude, like, literally, the people that are behind your shoes are.
I hate that. White. I feel like Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson will, like, stand up for any bad, like, entertainment.
Because he was.
He was that.
Yeah. This is like. Y'all, like, niggas talk about Ron Artest, but, like, Stat was one of the main niggas in that. Like, Stat was the one that, like, really got shit cracking in that.
Jermaine O'Neal with that punch
was one of the greatest punches I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of boxing.
And he slid, he slid into the punch.
Into home. I was watching that live on TV.
My boss is a Pacers fan.
Mm-hmm.
That was an embarrassment. I said, "What was that?" I thought it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining. Yes. And
Reggie Miller trying to grab me.
Think about that. Because were you in the United States by then? The Malice in the Palace?
That's what year was
2005?
No.
That was like the NBA's like black eye of the era.
Yeah.
Niggas just going into the crowd beating people up.
So it was, you know, the whole game was weird.
Cause they were getting their ass up, I believe. They were winning.
They were winning. Wallace got pissed.
He got pissed cause bruh fouled him.
Yeah.
And the foul wasn't even that bad.
It wasn't even that much time. They could have let the time run out. Right. The boys got pissed.
And cuz was laying on the table.
And Buddy threw that drink down. And that was
it. He came back though. It was crazy. You would have never thought somebody that went through that came back and have a successful career after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Artest got beat up by that fan, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
No, he didn't.
He ain't win.
He ain't win because niggas was grabbing him while he was trying to.
Yeah.
But Stack saved him, though.
Boy, him and Jermaine O'Neal saved the day.
Yeah.
The Pacers got beat up that day, but.
Yeah. Stack like a real blood.
Yeah, he a real
nigga. Like, yeah, he a nigga.
At an ER.
Like. Hey, look, Gilly said.
Kwame Brown and Shannon Sharp. Boy.
Who you think winning that fight?
Shannon Sharp.
You think so?
Kwame Brown is a farmer, though. So
he is.
And he big.
He might throw bales of hay.
I must say, that nigga 7'1", 300 pounds.
Bro, like.
You thick tongue nigga.
I was just just talking about this the other day. Like, I was like, yeah, Shannon, this might be one of the ones.
Hey, look, sit out. Shannon might be the strongest slave on the plantation.
And Kwame, too.
And Kwame is...
Kwame the strong nigga that, like, built bad. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, like... Yeah, he is. Like, Ema's crazy is, like... I was explaining to Shawty yesterday about Kwame Brown. I said Kwame got put into two worst positions.
He went from Michael Jordan to Kobe Bryant.
He went in the two worst positions to succeed.
He probably would have got better with LeBron. No, and that's not... No. Because LeBron is a little nicer than they are.
He is nicer, but the niggas can't handle the pressure of playing with LeBron either.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of niggas go play with LeBron, suck, and then when they leave, they better. Yeah. Or they were better before and after than that situation.
In that time.
Jordan Clarkson, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade. I know what you're thinking. I'm talking about like old Dwayne Wade. Remember he sucked that little time he was there. They traded him back to Miami. He was back.
He was serviceable.
Yeah, he was serviceable. Same thing with D-Rose. D-Rose was trash there. He went to Minnesota and was like basically like the best sixth man in the NBA. So like Jordan Clarkson was trash there, became the sixth man of the year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Dennis Schroeder, been trash all your life.
Schroeder?
Nah, Schroeder's been good.
Yeah, he was like...
He can't play with LeBron.
Right.
He can't.
But he did play good this year.
He played
in this playoffs anyway.
He did. He did do all right. Like, he's a defensive presence.
And this is the first time I've ever seen him play defense.
Really? But
that nigga aggravating.
He was aggravating.
To your point, Kwame Brown went from the worst to just as worst.
Right. Yeah, he went to the two most intense niggas to ever play in the NBA, and they expected him to succeed. No, because you're talking about the greatest basketball player to ever live to yell at you at practice every day.
With yellow eyes. Looking like a cat.
Then they made one of his shoes like him, the black cat. The black cat. That got the little yellow. Anyway,
nigga,
but
like
yeah,
a,
like
a
imagine
with flaw. And
I think he was like what 38, 39.
Yeah, just yelling at an old nigga.
Just yelling at a 19-year-old.
Yeah,
I know he cried at home.
I know he did.
I know he cried. Because you got to think about not only that, you're the first high school player ever to go number one.
Yeah,
first ever.
Yeah.
Because the year before, niggas don't remember, D. Miles was the highest drafted high school.
And then you got number one.
Then you went number one the next year. Mind you, Mike was the owner, so he probably didn't even expect to play with Mike. Mike just said, you know what, fuck, I want to play basketball now. Like, kind of shit
then
is this?
Then you go to Kobe Bryant. That nigga is.
And they sucked. So imagine how mad Kobe was every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pass the ball. Look at these niggas.
Because it's a lot of busts that just got the bad situation. Darko Milicic. He went to some niggas.
Yeah, he went to all niggas.
He went to Ben Wallace and Rasheed Wallace. Those are not two niggas you need to play with. You are not playing with them niggas.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but anyway, yeah. He said nigger.
Tongue nigga.
Who you got tonight?
Heat.
Man, I got, I think it's got, if Heat don't take it.
It's over.
If the Heat don't win tonight, Boston Celtics are going to make history. They're going to be the first team to come back from 3-0 in 151 tries.
Like, this should have been LeBron.
What?
I'm just saying this like journey should have been LeBron.
He should have came back from 3-0?
Yeah.
I don't think they should have made it this far.
He thought.
Fuck AD, man.
Nope. So, a couple weeks ago, me and Chad sat in the weakest bar ever. So, the GOAT is weak now.
Nigga, me and you win.
No, but it was weak. That night was fun because it was at least a lot of people in there.
Because we met a couple of them college kids and was telling them how to get, you know.
We were teaching them how to get women, and we were teaching them how to not rape. We were saying is, we were like, look, you got to watch how you talk, and, you know, we were basically... We was being the older niggas.
Oh, yeah. Y'all being unks.
Yeah, we being unks. Like, look.
Derek ended up coming too, right?
Yeah, him and his mom, brother. Yeah. But we're like, look, you got to watch what you say and do to these women. So you got to, like, be careful. You know
the boys
mean?
Ended up going home with something, though.
Who, them, right?
Both of them.
Yeah. Because they were, like, in some white fraternity out of state. But
and one of them was black.
Lord Jesus.
So, yeah, and he wasn't black, though.
No.
He was like you.
Nah, I mean, he was blacker than me look-wise, but he was...
Carlton Banks.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
I think his white homeboy was more cool than him.
Because he was the one buying us drinks.
Yeah, like, we bought them a drink when we first walked in on some shit, and then he came back, he said, He's like, I don't accept handouts from people.
Like, like, what do you guys want?
Like, yeah, right. I'm like, bro, we don't like.
We said, cool.
We was good because what happened was I almost beat somebody else as I got there. And they was
in
like,
the line, they in front of us.
Yeah, like,
bro, just
somebody tried to run over us.
He did. Hey, no. He was arguing with the girl. He was even calling her.
The girl said, move, stupid. I said, I'll beat you. You your ain't nigga. Said you ain't your nigga.
Yeah. Funny, I got into an argument in Speedway last night. Like right as I got off the phone off Jalene and got back on the phone with her, so I could calm down. One, the nigga was tailing me into the gas station. I got my turn signal on, turn right. It's a little slope to enter the gas station. Mm-hmm. I'm slowing the fuck down. Like, he's like, yeah, he's all up on my shit. So I'm already irritated. So I get out of the car. I'm pumping gas. I'm going to the gas station. Get some drink. Get some tobacco. It's a line, so it's two registers. One right there, one right there. Everybody is joining the line right here, and as it free up, you just kind of go. This nigga, he walking around, get his bag of chips, Mexican, get a case of beer. The person that was on that register ended up walking that way, and the cooler is right there. So he just walks up. So I had it with him. I said, you don't see the line, bro?
He said, two lanes.
I looked at him and some nigga in the back was like, he finna get his ass whooped. And I said, bro, you don't see the fucking line right here and people are going to each register as they open up. He said, it's two lanes. There's another lane right here. I said, bro, come join the fucking line like the rest of us. And I just walked over there and he scooted his beer over and the cashier nigga was like, chill, big dog. Chill. And
I
was like,
a long day.
Bro, he had already made me mad turning into the gas station, which I snapped on the phone while I was on the phone with Jelena about him. And I got back in the car. Said, you know, I almost had to beat this nigga up in here.
Yeah.
So I walk up there and I moved the nigga beer over, like his box of beer. Granted, he's also like, it wouldn't have been fair.
Yeah, he's 5'9". Oh,
he's 5'9". Yeah, man, he had a little belly on him, so he might have been 210. Mm. And I'm just thinking to myself, Lord Jesus, I wore jeans yesterday. I had my braids, and I didn't have a shirt that said Caliber on it.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I had a polo shirt on.
You think you the game now?
Like, nah, I was going, bro, I was like, Lord, don't make me have to duff this little nigga in here, bro.
That's, yeah, man, this.
Now, and then the line done got longer by then. So now his stupid ass, he looks stupid as hell, walking around all the aisles to get to the back of the line. I said, I looked back and it was like two other Mexicans in there. I said, y'all rude as fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. And the other cashier chick was like, yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Like, she was white, fat and white with tattoos. I could tell she date black men.
But, BBC.
Yeah. But she was like, I'm so tired of like, bro, that shit made me mad. That was my first time like acting out outside like that in a long time.
Yeah, I like acting out though. Cause like I said, we was at the go and they tried to back over. She said, if you moves, and she called me like stupid. I said, mm-hmm. I'll beat you and your nigga.
Me and you almost fought over that.
Well,
we lived together.
Yeah, but like the way she did it, she looked like,
yeah, we were in the wrong.
Yeah, I'm like, you're backing up, and I was like, and I looked at him and said, get out of the car. They drove.
Yeah, they drove.
They drove off. Like,
and then the boys was infatuated. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
man.
Bro, blah blah blah.
Yeah, like, now I looked at her. I looked at him dead as fast. I said, get out of the car. Like, he ain't did nothing. He's just back in the car.
I think he told her to shut up. Something.
Yeah, like, bitch, but, you got me out here about to get beat up.
Yeah, and then so we went in there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, not this past week.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
So, nigga, we go in there. It was us two and then four other people there. And I'm talking 45-year-old white men in there. Only people in there.
The whole time?
Nah, these niggas was wearing uniform, bro.
Was y'all boy in there?
No. He gone.
They had people behind the bar had uniforms on.
The security at the front door had a neon shirt on. Like, they all had neon shirts on, bro. Like, it was
not the way.
Did y'all ask where he went?
Nah. We
got a beer just to make it not look too bad.
Right, and then we chilled. And so that's when we started talking basketball. He said, so this is right before the Western Conference Finals started. I said, Denver is going to win in no less than, like, I said, no more than six games. He said, no. He said, they got the same team they had when they was in the bubble. No, I said, no, they do not. I said, they are going to
fuck LA up and they're gonna win the whole thing. I said, he said, you wanna bet? I said, this nigga wild. And so yeah, he offered me a hand job instead of the money he had to owe me. Who like, yeah, he was crazy.
That was $100. that shit ain't gay.
But yeah, but like it was one of the things where like
I had gloves on, gardening gloves. What the fuck is this?
But like my thing is like I'm like, bro, I'm watching like, bro, this nigga Jokic is I don't care who win in the East, they're winning.
I can't stand him like just how he, but he's so good.
Wait, because he ain't got no vert.
How he look, just how he walked and run. And just
can't jump over a dollar bill.
Can't jump over a dollar bill.
And he's a flopping fool, bro. I can't stand everything about his game, but he's just so fucking good. I can't stand
it. Like
he goes on all of my tickets too. I'm like, this fuck nigga gonna hit 30 tonight. He be hitting.
And can I be honest?
30, 12, and 8.
I don't think there's a big man that's better than him ever.
No.
Ever in life?
Ever.
No.
And that's a bold statement. I can't even remember.
He might be better than Dirk.
Yes. I think at this point, you're right. Especially if they win this championship.
Dirk.
I think you have to name him as one of the 10 best basketball players to ever have played basketball. Jeez. I'm just being honest.
Name
me 10 basketball players better than him. All
right. Number 10, Quentin Spady.
But do you get what I'm saying though?
Nah, he is a good basketball player.
Good?
As right now, he is.
Is there 75 basketball players better than him ever? No.
So, not that I know of.
They ain't 50.
I don't think there's 50. I don't even think there's 25.
I don't care where Allen Iverson is. He's better than Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's for you V8 niggas.
Bro, like Jokic is. Like
Allen Iverson, just, not 75.
He's raw, bro. Like he's
75 plus one. Honorable mention.
What's crazy? What's crazy is what's his name is like a mini Jokic.
Who?
White boy with Kyrie.
Oh,
Doncic.
Doncic.
Luka will go down as one of the 50 greatest basketball players.
He's just a miniature version of Jokic.
Yeah.
They're the same nigga.
But Jokic is a different beast because I like real talk. I don't think there's a big man better than him. I think Shaq was more dominant.
I would take Shaq over Jokic.
I don't know.
Let me tell you why.
I don't know. Like if I had to build a starting five,
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna have.
Do you think Shaq would have been good now?
Yeah, because you can't touch him. You can't do nothing with him. He couldn't guard a soul. Whatever.
He was good defense, like Orlando Shaq.
But they're gonna drag him away from the goal.
Exactly.
But I know I'm gonna get 40 from him throwing him the ball.
So you think he would have survived in today's NBA?
Easily.
I don't think Dwight Howard could
easily. But Dwight Howard don't got moves. He's not that strong. He only 6'9".
He's
6'10".
A basic player.
Nah, he was 7 foot tall, bro.
He ain't 7 feet.
He was.
I seen him next to Shaq.
6'10".
He might be 6'10".
6'11".
But nah.
But Dwight was dominant too, and I felt like he got disrespected in all this too.
His defense is here. His offense was probably about right here.
Right. Because he was bigger than everybody else.
Jokic
is better than Dwight Howard.
He is.
Yeah, no, okay.
Damn.
I know one nigga that might could have like slowed Jokic down though.
A lot of people.
A lot?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know because the way he been playing, I don't think. Who?
A lot of people.
Who?
Name one.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
Bro.
Easily the best big man of all time.
He was beating AD to that. They had to put Rui on the name.
Yeah. AD
Rui Hachimura.
AD not good. I don't think AD that
AD great, is good.
AD could have been
soft.
One of the greatest.
He a cookie nigga.
He is a cookie.
Like Austin Reeves was yelling at that nigga like, give us something, bro.
Yeah. That's
you
what
seen
I'm
that
saying.
Video?
Like, he's like... AD could easily, like with his skill set, could easily be one of the greatest basketball players. Yeah, exactly.
He don't got no heart.
And that's them young niggas, man.
Is it always
he might be gone.
We're going away.
Or what do you think Raiden's going to happen with LeBron?
They should have traded both of them.
Come back.
They should have traded both of them.
Think so?
Start over.
But what you going to get for them?
Somebody D'Angelo gone for again. Both of them.
D'Angelo out of there.
Well, they can't afford D'Angelo.
Yeah, well, either way. Get him out. Pay
Because the thing is, like, you either got to pay Austin and Rui or you got to pay D'Angelo.
I'll pay Austin and Rui.
That's my thing. Yeah,
you got to go for dip.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to. Because the thing is, I pay for a point guard when you already have, like, two or three.
Jokic is my kind of player. He plays basketball.
What's up? He's Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie to the Lakers.
No, he's not.
You heard it here first.
No, if he go to the Lakers, same. Y'all going to go from Western Conference Finals to
out of the
playoffs. Because Dallas only gave him 1 year contract.
To second in the CIAA North.
CIAA North? Bowie.
And then y'all going to be getting by
so
Bowie.
Like, they got his bird right, so they can pay him whatever. And they going to pay him because they want you don't want to give him up.
For free.
But I think Jokic, same thing with Giannis. I hate to say it. When Giannis won that championship, that vaulted him in a different stratosphere. Yeah. And I feel like it's the same thing with Jokic. Yeah. He wins his championship after winning back-to-back MVPs.
Talk about unsung. We got his
He's better than Embiid, too. I don't see how Embiid won MVP this year.
I get it.
Let's talk about the stars, but let's talk about the unsung people. Like, I'm a Jimmy Butler fan. I don't know what it is about this man.
Jimmy Butler, the thing is, he has to get over this hump.
That's it.
Jimmy Butler has to get over this hump, though. Like, he hasn't, like, gotten over this one obstacle that will catapult him into the next level of conversation about basketball superstar. Mm-hmm.
He take them to the
finals
again.
He's a star.
But, like, you to get to that fucking basketball superstar level, like, this is the hump that he just can't get over.
So, he keeps getting in bad predicaments.
Let's talk about...
He's too nonchalant.
It's just like Karl Malone. It was his rapist self. Karl Malone was one of the greatest basketball players to ever live. He just couldn't get over the hump because he was in the wrong fucking era. Him and Charles Barkley.
They in the wrong era.
Melo. Niggas like that. I think Jimmy is in that same boat where he just came at the wrong fucking time.
I don't think...
You get what I'm saying?
I'm a Melo fan.
But I'm just saying, but Melo came around. He came in the league with the wrong niggas.
Power
and two.
Power. Okay, shit. Hey, look. What's next with Tariq?
I don't know. He just started a war.
War just started.
And I really don't feel like none of them niggas tough enough to take him out because I feel like.
He's going to have to recruit 2-bit.
You gonna have to get
his daddy big. Gonna come back.
His daddy out. Like, what's crazy is like they got to make some shake because it's just him and Brayden and Brayden ain't that tough.
I think 2-bit's gonna come back, and I just feel like somehow, some way,
Angela gonna come.
Nah, Tasha in on the war.
Tasha gave it up.
You see how she dumped that little Uzi?
Yeah. She let that bitch ride.
Yeah. Monet not going to die.
I think Monet is going to wake up and be like, nah, Tariq not that stupid.
Nah, yeah. I feel like she knew Tariq was watching anyway. Monet not stupid.
All right.
Monet is actually probably one of the smarter ones. Like, I think it's Tariq than Monet. Because that play when she went to Mona... Loma, whatever, Mola, whatever the bitch name
Noma,
is. Noma,
yeah.
Noma. Her.
Norman
Powell. Like, that was a major, like, that was a chess move.
No, was that a bigger chess move or when she got Mike for North Carolina murdered? That was a big play, too. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
She basically set up Cuz to get killed by them for Lorenzo's murder and got... Drew's boyfriend killed in the same chess move. That was a big move.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she has to be in the conversation of...
Like, top...
Like making shit shape, like...
She ain't on Kanan level, but she's up there. Kanan and Ghost was, like, 1 and 2 to me. Mm-hmm. Like, smart.
But right now, Reek is number one.
I don't know. He made a bad play this
time. Well, you got to see how it shakes. Like, we got to see how it shakes before we decide if it's truly a bad move or not. Because, again, he has Obi in his back pocket who is on that side.
I don't know, because that might be his only favor.
what I still think is going to work out for him long term.
I don't think it's his only favorite because he still got.
I knew from the beginning.
And he still got Tate. Tate to do anything for Tariq.
Tate about to get murdered.
Because Tate knows Tariq can find out some stuff.
He also called him a lying ass nigga. So yeah. I think Tate running out.
Tate well, running Method out. Method Man walked up to Tate and said, "What's up, nigga?
What's up, nigga?"
Tate was like, "Oh, that's. That's the type of shit you want."
But I really feel like Tate is on his last leg and he about to.
And his lady a liability because now she done hurt. Man, overheard some shit.
I'm still mad Sack gone.
Now, Sacks had to go. He was a necessary death.
He had to go, but like he was also the second longest member of power.
And he's still shaking the room even though he's gone.
I really feel like
shook the room.
Next person, Big Mama.
I want her to catch a stray.
That's right. So like let's real quick, top five people that got to go in order of like from most. Got to go like now to
1A Effie, 1B Diana.
Got to go.
And then 3, I think Monet got to go.
Mm-hmm. She's not going to go, but she got
to
go.
But I'm saying like it's I think she has to go. I think Noma is she has to go just off necessity. Mm-hmm. Because she runs too much. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes 5, I
know you're going to put Drew in.
Drew. Yeah. Well, you know what's crazy? No, I take that back. Lauren.
We're going to see.
I think Lauren is not a liability.
I think Lauren is done with the show.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it went because like, she got them off. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She got them off and she didn't have to.
My 5 is a little different.
Where are you going?
Salim.
Oh, you obsessed with this nigga.
You look like the sloth in the Ice Age.
Nah, it'd be Diana and Effie. Everybody on the other side of the table.
Everybody.
The reason I don't put Kane in it. The reason I don't put him in it is because I understand like why for him. But
he's just so stupid. But he gets played.
But light skin and Diana.
Yeah.
Like he's got to be in the top.
Tariq is
he
Derrick might be Jackson. 5.
Who?
Kane. The gay one.
Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
I think Drew might I might move him up to 4 because, like, my thing is, Tariq ain't never done nothing to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
he mad at him for no reason.
Like, what did
Tariq do? It's because of Diana.
But it's because of Diana.
She lied through her teeth.
Yeah.
So she won A.
And it's all because of a letter from Sacks. The letter Sacks told
she
her.
She put that like, red Sacks wig on.
Die again.
That wig was whack.
She got
hey, Tommy Mama.
Tree.
5A because that little shit. I don't know.
Oh, how come on! I've known you since you were.
Bro, that whole scene, I just knew
he was about Tariq to clap her up.
Pull the gun. Like me and Jelena, I was like, "You think you gonna pull the gun on her?" And she just like, "Tell him, sit down, like yeah. relax.
You're not gonna do anything."
Yeah, I had pictures of you in diapers. I was like,
you know, Reek said one of the greatest shits I've ever heard him say. She was like, I know my son, and I don't think that's somebody you want to get on his bad side. He said, we got that in common. I said, bitch.
Nah, Reek a murderer fool.
Yeah, man. He a murderer.
And when he caught that body with the Russian that one episode, I was like, yeah, he goes. His kills are strategic, too. Yeah. He's even ghost to the point where, like, he talked to Braden like how Ghost used to talk to Tommy. Think, Braden. You know what I mean?
So why we ain't put Blanca Rodriguez up there?
God, fuck her.
Yeah, because she's
they career about to be dead.
Yeah, because they keep fucking up.
They're a gnat.
Yeah, like.
They're a gnat in the show. They just, like, a little annoying presence.
Right.
They just keep stirring the shit up. Yeah. Nah, but. That was a good episode. Great episode. Can't wait for the next season. 50 Cent, keep doing your thing. Reek, the best actor in any of the Power series.
Yeah, easily. It's not even close.
Like, second best might be Method Man. No. Third best might be Tate.
I switched him.
Okay. Yeah, Tate's good. Like, I love him and hate him at the same time.
Nigga, what?
That's one of the more famous things.
Said, I'll see what I can do as long as there is a very healthy donation to the Congressman Fund. Said, send that bread, little nigga. Like, I love it, bro. Like, his like whole demeanor and vernacular changes when he talking to Tariq, bro. Like, yeah. That shit's amazing.
I love it, yeah. And that's the old dog coming out of him. You won't hear when Menace to Society come out. But he was
a light-skinned. I watched it a bunch of times.
Light-skinned Keisha. It's time.
To get what?
Did she look pregnant to you or something?
It's time.
To do what?
You know. For her to get fucked in the show?
Yeah.
Tate gonna fuck her next season. He gonna have a bent over campaign desk.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with it.
Right, we gotta go.
And then kill him.
This episode long as a motherfucker.
Yeah. Y'all be easy. We coming back.